It's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
How are you doing there, Tony?
I'm doing pretty good. Wow, you started our conversation off without mentioning Michigan State football. After that, it was ugly, but it was a big win down in Columbus.
It was wonderful. You're right. Ugly, but wonderful. Kind of the old George Perlis football, actually, and it was wonderful. How does that sound?
All right. Great win. And I know you will be engaged. Michigan State is off this week, but next week is Michigan State. They're coming to town. I know you'll be fully engaged with that one.
Well, we'll be there, and absolutely, I'm ready to go. They even timed it near my birthday this year. So how does that sound?
I tell you what, a fourth victory in a row over the Blue would be a nice birthday present as far as I'm concerned.
It certainly would be. I would love it.
Dr. Braccio's office does a large number of ADD and ADHD evaluations. A major concern is what teachers can do to help students with ADD and ADHD. Dr. Braccio works with a large amount of teachers. Tell us about this.
Well, first of all, I would even go a little broader to just kids that have trouble with attention, Tony, but certainly those that have the attention deficit with hyperactivity.
How about adults like me that have trouble paying attention?
Very, very same thing, Tony. Most people really don't outgrow, or high percentages of persons, really, you don't really outgrow this if you had trouble, with inattention. But in the classrooms, in the schools, I think teachers really try, but there are some key things that you really have to do. You know, setting the child who has trouble with focus and attention, near the front of the room, having the child with well-behaved children, giving cues, because kids with these attention problems, they have trouble with transition, with making changes. So the more you can give cues even before, you can even work out little words, little statements with the child. So they get a feel, they really know what's going on. And also noticing the positive, because kids that don't focus have problems with inattention or even hyper, depending on different traits that relate to kids. They often are doing things off task, or they can do things that really can be very annoying. And what you really want to do is catch them when they're being good. You want to be just saying good, keep it up. Because like all persons, we all react when people notice good things we're doing. And if you have trouble with focus and attention, and people are noticing when you're doing things right, there's a good chance that you're going to keep trying to do that type of thing. So you also need to be tolerant in terms of not letting the small things really wear you down. But in terms of having good kids around the kids, having them near you, working out a relationship with cues, these seem like small things, but they're really important. And even having a child that can work with the person that they get along with in terms of making sure they get the class assignments and know exactly what has to be done can really be helpful.
Attention deficit disorder as well as ADHD, are they still treated a lot with drugs, or are we getting away from that?
Well, I think both, Tony. I mean, there's still kids that the stimulants certainly can be very, very helpful. You tend to think of Adderall, you think of Ritalin. There are some kids that just they do better when in a way, it's kind of odd. They're stimulated so they can pay attention. But I think that is not the first choice. The first choice has to be to try to have the person learn to cope with problems and find strategies just in life. Like I wasn't even talking about medication in terms of the classroom.
Sure.
I was talking about strategies. The same thing in the home. We have to try to build on the person's strengths, and we really have to have the kid do the best they can. We direct them, we lead them, we help them. Medication can be very helpful. I would never dismiss Strattera as another one. There are a lot of medications that can be helpful, but that I don't think is the first tool in the arsenal. The first tool is helping the child help him or herself and setting up an environment where they can succeed, whether it's in school, whether it's in the home or in the social environment.
Well, in our house, we had some challenges with the boys paying attention. A couple things we did. I hope I did the right thing. First of all, we shut down a lot of the stimulus. No TV, you know, Monday through Thursday. And we did things. I coach a lot of youth teams, and we did this at home as well as with these teams. We did things in short bursts. So we know the attention span was short. So when we have drills, we do them for 10 minutes, and then we'll take a break and we'll do something else. Or when we have to do something where focus is needed, the next drill we'll do is something that's a little bit more fun and active. I hope I'm on the right track.
I think those are excellent ideas. And you can see, even if your children don't really have a lot of focus and attention problems, you know, in terms of giving breaks, having work periods, setting up specific tasks and activities, these are important for all children. Then what you're doing, that sounds like a very good thing to be doing with your children. I'm sure it pays off.
What causes ADD and ADHD? Is it chemical? Is it something that will eventually go away? Is it with us?
Well, I think it's often just with us, Tony. I mean, there are people that outgrow it, we could say, or people that the symptoms become less, so we really learn to cope with it. No one exactly knows exact cause. There's a belief there's frontal lobe, there's some physical, neurological type issues that relate to the focus and attention. Of course, there are also there are persons that just have environmental issues that really don't have, quote, ADHD from a physical perspective or neurological. They just have never really learned how to focus. And these are persons, they have the same symptoms. So they have a better chance of completely getting over the symptoms because they're not really based on anything physical, but they're based on environment and we'll call it ineffective parenting or ineffective schooling, whatever it might be. But often these are symptoms that we have. I have a lot of this myself, a lot of this over-energy, always active, always ready to go, have to always plan things myself in terms of, you know, scheduling, making sure getting things done. That's part of coping with the condition. And by the way, I might add, having ADHD or having, you know, it's technically, you know, only ADHD with inattention or primarily hyper-impulsive, but it can be a strength because often the person has more energy, notices more things going on around them. But if the environment is not set up to help the person, then it can be a very difficult for the life and the people around them.
And before I let you go, Dr. Baracchio, if anyone suspects that their student or their child may have ADD or ADHD, what should they do?
Well, I mean, the first thing to do is they can try to set up some strategies for themselves. They can go to the Internet. They can gather information, talk to their family physician. They can even call us, Dr. John B. Even, you know, we would just be glad to give them information. And we also have articles and information on the Internet along with CDs. But the main thing to do is if you think there's a problem, become knowledgeable, read about it, learn about it, get some strategies that can help you. There's a ton of information out there, Tony. It's just a question of looking for it and trying to implement it.
Thanks, Dr. Baracchio.
Always a pleasure, my friend.